USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a neighboring country. The evacuation, facilitated by the State Department, was the first of Americans since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 American citizens were still in Afghanistan. And President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for parts of New York and New Jersey that allows federal aid to be distributed to communities hit by severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm killed at least 27 people in New Jersey and another 13 in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said that early estimates showed the storm had done $50 million worth of damage in her state and expects that number to continue to rise. President Biden will visit affected areas in both states on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.